The Darkest Web.
Hello, minions. I'm Morbid Mariah, and I would like to welcome you to The Darkest Web. I'll be sharing with you some of the weird and wonderful things I found while wasting time on the web, from retailers to artists to streaming shows, really whatever pops up on my radar that I think might interest my fellow haunters. First off, let's talk shopping. If you haven't already, definitely take a look at Home Depot. They've really upped their game on the animated props they offer. Here are my three personal favorites available at Home Depot. The 60-inch animated dragon. It's got a $299 price tag, but it's pretty dang impressive. It has red LED eyes, and the mouth moves and releases fog when attached to a fog machine, which is included. I've heard that the paint tends to scrape off easily, but as haunters, we can fix that. Also, take into consideration the prop doesn't break down very small, so it can be challenging to store. Take a peek at their 63-inch animated crouching werewolf. The stance this guy is in reminds me of the transformation scene in American Werewolf in London. He has red LED eyes and is covered in faux fur, which honestly is pretty cheesy. It's all the same mousy brown color. His face, feet, and hands are all molded plastic, and he tosses his head back and howls. But his howl's not very scary. Basically, I think this guy's a great start, a base, really, for a skilled haunter to kind of snazz up. I think with a little work, he could be made to look pretty spectacular. He's $180. The 9-foot gargantuan spider prop for $249 is really a wow piece just due to the sheer size of it. It has posable legs, 6 red light-up eyes, and makes hissing noises, and has a volume control. Now let's talk about their major competitor, Lowe's. Lowe's seems to have more in the way of indoor props, good for parties and interactive haunts. My favorite larger prop at Lowe's is the animatronic werewolf life-size greeter. This guy looks like he just completed his transformation as he's still wearing a torn plaid shirt and pants. He stands 78 inches tall and has green LED eyes. His head turns, his mouth moves, and he growls, snarls, and howls. I gotta say, some of the sounds he's making sound a little more like he's hawking a loogie rather than being terrifying, but he's still pretty cool. He'll run you $150. The animated fortune teller is a fun prop for a carnival-themed haunt. This figure's mouth doesn't move, but I think it makes it feel more like a machine you'd find on a carnival midway. His head and hands do move, and his eyes light up, as does his color-changing crystal ball. His box reads Zoltan, definitely a nod to the classic fortune-telling Zoltar machines. His booth is made with flimsy fabric, so I'd recommend backing it onto foam sheets or plywood or something. Zoltan will cost you $150. Discount retailer Big Lots has an 80-inch animated skeleton dragon that's worth taking a look at. It's $149. Its mouth opens and closes and it screeches, and it has red glowing eyes. I guess dragons are a thing this year because they're also offering a variety of different sized skeleton dragons. I also want to mention my favorites at Michael's. Keep in mind, prices quoted are the original prices, and between coupons and sales, you really should never be paying more than about half of the original price. If you have a mad scientist theme going on in your haunt, check out the Skeleton X-Ray Wall Accent. It's $14.99 and has 3 panes of glass with the head, chest, and pelvis of a skeleton printed on it. There's also a skeleton anatomy chart for $30, and a skull anatomy print that has Mad Laboratories stenciled on it in an old-fashioned font. That one's $17. They also have a nice variety of chemistry glassware. A couple things I actually purchased at Michael's this year are the lit Haunted Mansion wall sign and the Venus flytrap flowers. The Haunted Mansion sign's actually more of a faux painting. It features a classic spooky mansion. It has strategically placed LEDs that make an eerie glow behind the windows of the house, as well as on the street lamps. I'm using it as a nightlight, actually, because it emits a nice, warm, subtle glow. And that was $22. The Venus flytrap flowers are made of a sturdy metal and feature 3 buds or heads, and they all have sharp white teeth. And they've achieved a really cool texture on this piece, and that was $30. So everyone knows about the Beisel Company, right? They've been making awesome Halloween decorations for over 100 years. But have you seen their Elvira line of party decorations? If you're a fan of the Mistress of the Dark, and really, who isn't, then you gotta check this out. They have streamers, banners, wall clings, and centerpieces, all featuring the buxom beauty. The 3D Macabmobile centerpiece is really cool. The details on the car are super impressive. My personal favorite item, though, has to be the Elvira bust centerpiece. You know those honeycomb tissue ball decorations that are like classic party decor? This Elvira bust features two of them. Guess where? You can find these awesome decorations on Beistle.com. That's B-E-I-S-T-L-E. Or for a slight discount at PartyCheap.com. When you're looking for something good to watch at the end of a long day of prop building, I recommend you check out Lore. Lore is originally a podcast, but now also a show on Amazon. It's brought to you by the executive producers of The Walking Dead and The X-Files, but Aaron Mankey is the creator and narrator. The show presents tales of the strange and mysterious from history and folklore, told through historical reenactments, animation, and just great storytelling. Some topics covered in season one include vampires, ghosts, werewolves, lobotomies, and so on. I've really enjoyed it, and I think it'll be a perfect addition to your scary show watch list. The second season starts October 19th. You probably already know about this show, but in case you somehow missed it, let me recommend Castle Rock, available on Hulu. Based on the stories of Stephen King, it intertwines characters from the fictional town of Castle Rock, Maine. J.J. Abrams and Stephen King are executive producers, and the production values are really top-notch. Being a huge fan of King's novels, I was skeptical that this show would be anything more than a mess, mashing characters together in a sort of haphazard train wreck of a story. But I was very pleasantly surprised. The acting is really stellar, the storyline intriguing, just keeps you guessing all the way to the end, and I'm happy to hear that the show's going to have a second season. Check it out if you're looking for a creepy new show to watch. If you're in need of some inspiration to get your creativity flowing, I gotta say that for me, one of the best places to find inspiration is in fine art. Let me recommend you check out a couple of artists whose work might be just the nightmare fuel you need to make something awesome. First, let me introduce you to Aaron Alfrey. Aaron's work is super detailed and loaded with horrifying imagery. His work is mostly digital, but he uses such a painterly style that it's nearly impossible to tell what the medium is. It often looks exactly like pen and ink, but is a technique he describes as, quote, macro digital photographic collage manipulation. Well, that's a mouthful. He uses a variety of layered texture samples like skin, rotting fruit, animal hide, and then he kind of manipulates them into shapes. I can't really do his art justice by trying to describe it. I mean, it's just so imaginative. It's really frightening stuff. It's so intricate that every time you look closely at it, you'll see something new. Check it out for yourself by doing a web search of Aaron Alfrey. That's AeronAlfrey. Or you can check out a sampling of his work on weirdfictionreview.com and just do a search for Aaron Alfrey. Also, check out the Homo Algus Swamp Creatures made by sculptor Sophie Prestigiacomo. Hey, that Italian pronunciation isn't too bad for a gal who took lots of German. Sophie has created some really captivating figures made from mud and seaweed, and she placed them in a marsh nature reserve in France. The algae dries out within the elements, making the colors and the textures on the creatures change over time. These organic sculptures are both fascinating, kind of unsettling, and just might inspire you to get the monster mud out and make a nature-based creature for your haunt. Probably the easiest way to look her up is to do a web search for Homo Algus. That's H-O-M-O hyphen A-L-G-U-S. Before I wrap it up, I want to shout out a fun Halloween-based blog, The Spooky Vegan. Now, before all of the dedicated carnivores tune out, you can rest assured that this is a great blog to follow for all sorts of Halloween stuff. She shares links to sneak peeks of Halloween merchandise that'll be available in stores, both online and brick and mortar, info about professional haunts, Halloween and horror-related events, and yes, some vegan Halloween recipes. She's been posting regularly since 2010, so there's a wealth of cool stuff to check out on her blog. That's thespookyvegan.com. Well, that's going to wrap up this edition of The Darkest Web. Thanks for joining me. This is Morbid Mariah, reminding you that when all the fussing and fighting on the internet starts to burn you up, it's always nice and cool in the darkest corners of the web.
I'm going now. heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.